Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Our guest tonight, all the way from California, Los Angeles, is Rosemary Grigsby, author, poet, you name it. She's going to be talking about The World Is Yours. Rosemary, are you there?
Absolutely, positively, and without a doubt. How are you, and how's everyone else?
I am fine, and I hope all of our listeners get a dose of your energy tonight. For those who didn't know, Rosemary joined us on Thanksgiving. We had a Thanksgiving shout-out for all of our past guests, and so that everybody would get to know the host. We're going to be doing the same thing around Christmas for those of you who may want to join us and call in and give a Christmas blessing. Rosemary, I can't wait to get started, but one of the first things that we want to get out is your information. How can people reach you before we get started?
Well, actually, simply, you can give me a call at 714-541-5665. You can email me at rmgrigsby, that's G-R-I-G-S-B-Y, at tristonepublishing.com, tristonepublishing.com. Also, my MySpace.com, Jewels of the Earth 07.
Okay. We have a caller that I guess started right with us from the 310 area code, which I believe is also in California. So before we find out a lot about you, we're going to find out what this caller wants to know about you now. Caller from the 310 area code, are you on? Hello, caller? Okay, what happens is sometimes our callers, what they want to do is just listen in live if they're not near a computer. For those of you who do want to listen in live, the only thing that you have to do is go to 718 area code 664-9989. That's 718 area code 664-9989. So the first question that I have for you tonight is, why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
A little about myself would take a lot of time because, as with everyone, there's no such thing as a little about anyone. But what I would rather do, I can tell you I am Rosemary Grigsby. I am
okay.
The author of The World Is Yours. I can tell you that this book will guide you into the inner and the hidden world of yourself. I can tell you that I started this book, I wrote this book and released it about 12 years ago.
Okay.
In between that time and now, I have been in real estate. I have been doing bail bonds. I have been doing things in the recording studio. I have been doing so many things. But rather than to get unfocused or distracted with all of the many things that I've done, because we have so many facets in our life, I would just like to share what I think is so very important, and that is letting everyone know that they can be whoever and whatever they want to be, and that this book will help you get there.
So what you are saying that your passion is based around helping people reach a certain point in their lives, and that the book that you wrote can kind of assist them on that mission. Would you
Absolutely.
Say that's your passion?
That is my passion. Everyone is, believe it or not, we're all born with a blueprint inside of us as to where we're supposed to go. Everyone has a mission, a purpose, a reason for living. And unfortunately, because there are so many life distractions, it takes us sometimes a very long time to figure that out. And unfortunately, some people never figure it out.
Wow.
So what I have done is just through various studies, going through various theology classes, courses, reading all kind of books, I have just kind of just come to the conclusion that we have everything we want to get, we have everything we need to get anything we want. We just have to just be still and allow that small, still voice in us to tell us, along with reading my book.
Wow.
And listening to this CD. You know, this book, in this book, you will find information that will lay the foundation to understanding life's cycle and people who live it while others, they just exist. People who for a lifetime, they've not been okay, and they knew it, but didn't know what was causing the block. We often wonder about the wall that keeps us just an arm's length away from being whole, from being the happy person that we've often dreamed of, from the beginning of the success in our dreams, from being the success that we've always dreamed of. Now, you can stop wondering, and you can know just how to do it by just opening up this book. This book leads you into you.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I'd like to ask you here now is, how did you turn that passion of helping others into, you know, basically into a workable business? Because some people, they may have passion, but they may not know how to start or where to start, or if it's just, you know, something that comes and goes. So what did you take to choose to make that passion workable for you?
Well, I think that what causes passion is a desire. What sparks the desire is the need. So if we would all just look around us and say, what is the need? Is the need in me? Is the need in others? What is the need? Every business starts with the person, even inventions, start with that person figuring out what is needed. Whether it's electricity, whether it's a comedy skit. There's no big and no little. There are so many things that are needed, and there are so many of us that can supply those needs. And that's what makes everybody different and unique, even though we're all connected. I mean, you can, like, sometimes walk down the street and you can look at a person and say, wow, that person looks like they really need blah, 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 blah. And you don't even know the person.
Mm-hmm.
So your passion starts with wanting to reach out. Some passion does start with greed, a hunger. But that's even passionate. You know, you have to have a hunger, and that hunger, be it for food, be it for money, be it for fame, there are all kind of different reasons that motivate people. You got to kind of have to find your motivating effort, your motivating issue, your motivating thought. As a child, you may have said, wow, that is a doctor, and you might go to the doctor's office and say, well, I want to be a doctor because I want to help people, or I want to be a doctor because I want to have a pretty receptionist, or I want to be a doctor because my mom or my dad or my sister is sick and this doctor can make them well. It's what motivates you, but all that motivation starts while you're little. And that's the key, to go back to who you were when your life first started to getting formulated.
Now, I know you said that you wrote this book a while back, and then you re-released it because of how things are happening in the world now. When you first wrote the book, what led you to write? I mean, what was going on in your life at that point that these words came to you?
I was going through a turmoil in my life. I was going through all kind of changes in my life. I was just going through extremes in my life. And I was like, now, wait a minute now. I've got to stop. Because I was doing some of everything. I was doing from the bail bonds, from the studios, from the traveling, from here, from there. And sometimes you just have to stop. because a lot of times we just spin. We spin, and we're not getting anywhere. We think we're getting somewhere, but we're not getting the satisfaction that we're really looking for. And that's the only reason why people do things, and that's why we buy things, to feel good. And you think that this is going to make you feel good, and that's going to make you feel good. Well, nothing can make you feel good until you figure out what's going on inside of you. So I had to stop and figure that out. And what aided me in figuring that out was writing. And while I was writing, I was reading. I was reading just every kind of psychology, theology type of book, and also the Bible, of course.
Yes.
To just try to see, okay, what's going on with me? What's going on with me? You know, because I know that I'm doing a lot, but I'm doing a lot and I'm doing nothing at the same time. And then people say it's lonely at the top. It is kind of lonely at the top. So if you feel that you want to be at the top, you have to figure out who you're going to take with you. You have to take people with you. You have to take people with you. And when you get where you think you want to go, you have to figure out how to disperse some of that.
That's you know, that's good, because a lot of people there, you know, what it kind of sounded like was that you were doing so many things and thought that you were busy, when in all actuality you were just trying to find excuses to just keep moving without really accomplishing. And then once you sat down and got quiet, you were able to, you know, really focus and say, well, these are my goals, this is what I want to happen. Is that kind of like what you were just saying?
Well, you know, when you're spinning, you're accomplishing, but you're not accomplishing, you're not really reaching your goal. Because if you've ever noticed, you'll find a lot of people that have lots of money and lots of fame. I mean, look at the tabloids. And they still want more. They're still not happy. It's like, well, how many million-dollar houses can you live in? I had to ask myself that. I'm on this hill. I can see the ocean. I'm up here by myself. Who am I helping? How is me being here helping anybody other than my immediate people? So I was like, no. You're not just put here for self. We're put here to help one another.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. What you just said there really is what we're about here on Think Big Radio. It's not about just accomplishing for yourself, but being able to network and help other people of like mind also accomplish. Because it is lonely at the top. There was times when I first started my career in real estate, and, you know, most of my friends, you know, they had to get up in the morning and go to a job 9 to 5 and do the same thing the next day and the next day, whereas with me, I had the freedom to really pick and choose and go wherever I wanted. So my thing was, you know what, why don't you get into real estate? Why don't you follow the system that I've been doing, because it's been working for me, and we can tailor it so it'll work for you, so that I'll have friends that I knew beforehand that I can hang out with. But sometimes you have to, of course, meet new friends. So you have to do what you have to do for yourself in order to help others.
Well, also you find that your passion is not someone else's passion. Your dream is not someone else's dream,
right,
which is all the more reason why you have to figure out what it is that you want. You have to see, the key, one of the keys to life is figuring out who you are. Because until you know who you are, you can't do anything for anyone. Because you don't know who you are. You don't know. Once you figure out who you are, then you can figure out where you want to go. And then maybe you can get there. So while I was doing that thinking and doing that writing, I went a step further. I said, wow, why don't I do children's books? So I did a series of four children's books.
Oh, okay.
And then I said, wow, what about all my sisters, all my women, all my jewels out there? Because women are jewels. We are all jewels. Everyone is actually a jewel. We are so connected to the earth that when we leave from here, we're going right back to the earth because that's where we came from. We are all jewels. So I wrote a book, Jewels of the Earth. Then I was like, you know, everyone should bless everyone. Everyone should be an angel to someone. So I wrote Grace Through Angels. So it's just writing it down. It's just writing it down. You can write while you're driving up and down the street. You can write at your desk. And the importance of writing it down is the more you write, the more you know you. The more you get to figure out what's inside of you. Because in order for it to come out, it has to be in. It's like it starts from the heart, then the mind, and then you either speak it or you write it. And if you speak it, it's in the universe, and it is. See, in the beginning, God made this earth. He made man. He made the earth for man. And he said, let there be, and it was. Now, we have some of those same God qualities. The power of life and death is in our mouth. We speak good or we speak evil on ourselves, and it all starts from the heart. This is why you got to know who you are so you can purge, filter out all the negativity, all the things that are not good and positive and uplifting. And then once you find that you are uplifting yourself, you automatically uplift people. You will find that people just want to be around you. They just want to do what you do. They want to be where you are. And then it's not all about money. It's not all about the money because you can't take it with you. And no matter how much you get, see, money is addicting. The more you get, the more you want. Stuff is addicting. The more you get, the more you want. Then you look around and say, what am I going to do with all this stuff? Then you look around and say, I got all this stuff. I ain't even got nobody to give it to. So it's a chain. But that chain can be broken once you know who you are.
Now, when you started writing this book and you were going through the things that you were going to when you took that time to reflect and you knew that you had something that was good because hopefully you're going to share, you know, a couple of things from your book with our listeners a little bit later. What did you view as a challenge, and what would you give as advice to someone who may face a similar challenge with, you know, getting their books out?
Well, the one thing that you really would do if you do have a book and you want to get it out, well, there are a couple of three ways. One way is to just send a couple of paragraphs to some of the publishers on the internet if it's like a novel. The other way is you just send a lot of books out. You write them, you print them up, and you send them out, and maybe you'll get something accepted. And the other way is to self-publish.
Okay.
If you've got a few dollars, you know, you can write it up, you can print it up, and then you can
now a few dollars. Let's get to that, because your few dollars may be another person's half of a year's check. When we talk about a few dollars, what are we really talking about here?
Okay, if you want to self-publish, you have to ask yourself, how many pages do I want to use?
Okay.
Do I want to use 50 pages? Do I want to use 100 pages? Now, a lot of authors, a lot of publishers, unless you have 10,000 words, they won't publish you.
Oh, okay.
And oftentimes, a lot of those 10,000 words is just filler.
Right.
That's why, I would pick up a book.
Now, let me ask you, when you say filler, so our audience understands, because, you know, some of us may not know what that is, but when you say filler words, is that part of the 10,000, or do you mean like this page here so that you'll have more pages might just be, you know, one big advertisement or a cartoon with a couple of sayings around it? Do they count
Yeah, they count that. They know it's words, but is something, a way for people to understand. You ever bought an album?
Mm-hmm.
And the album had one super song on it, and the other song was just so-so, and the others, you have to ask yourself, dang, where'd that come from? You
know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's filler. So in a book, a filler can be, okay, you have the main issue, and then you have this, you have that, and you have the other. And then they say, keep writing, keep writing. You just have to figure out something else to put in there. You have to maybe go to left field, and you have to go to left field and come back to the base just to try to get back to what the book was all about. Because I'm sure that we've picked up books, and it started out at point A, and then it jumped over to point eight, and you're like, where'd that come from? And then it had to make a circle back to point A in order to get it finished. So that's filler. As far as money, you can do anything as simple as computers are fabulous now. All right, you can print out your own manuscripts, and they've got computer programs that will just about tell the story for you. I remember one year I went to some screenings, and I noticed that all of the movies that were at that screening had just weird twists. And then I came to find out that there is a program that you put in a subject, you just put in some main characters, you just put in some main stuff, and then the computer will ask you, do you want to do this, do you want to do that, do you want to do the other? So I'm like, whoa. Incidentally, that's not the way my book is. My book is not a story. My book is a workbook that allows you to work on you. But so that's one of the ways. You just print them out, print 10, ship 10 out, or if it's poetry, which rap and spoken word is the new poetry.
Okay.
So if it's poetry, you can do something as simple as print it out, put it on some nice paper, laminate it, and see if you can sell them. See if they spark some interest. That's very simple. If they're little books, what you can do for a lot of people that go to church, they can print them out and put them together and see if their church members are interested. There's so much, on the internet? Oh, my goodness, not cartoons, but they're just pictures. You know, they're just free pictures that you can download, that you can use front, cover, back, that are really, really good. So, and now that this is Christmas, this is another thing you can do. You could actually print out some books, print out some poems, print out some short stories, put them together, put some nice ribbons, some nice sparkles, some nice computer pictures or whatever on it, and give them away as gifts.
Okay.
That is kind of what they used to do, like in the 18th century, before they had all the printers and stuff. And those, some of those books that are around now are very, very, very expensive. You know, you can do it with ink. You can use the fancy, what is it, help me out here. writing, calligraphy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can use that. Or the computer, again, is just so fabulous that you could actually use the fonts that are inside the computer. Now, if you don't have a computer, you can use pen and paper, all right? The other thing is, if you really need to feel the need that you got to get a computer, go to the pawn shop. There are pawn shops everywhere, and because of the way the economy is going, you can probably get you a computer for $100, and a lot of the stuff that you, and the recycler and the newspapers, and most of those things already have great programs in them. So if you just really, really want to get started, you can just sit down to a computer, sit down with pencil and paper, and whatever's in your head, you just start writing it down. And the best thing to do is just see if you can think back to when you was like 5, 6, 7, and just come forward. Just bring yourself up from that point. Write down the good things, write down the bad things,
Now, what a lot of our guests don't know is that you also have a publishing business. So if there are any people out there who are looking to, you have competitive pricing and you're able to release those books for them. Is that correct?
Well, what I could do is I could definitely give them some direction.
Okay. Now, what would be your biggest advice you could share with your audience, with our audience, that is, that helped you the most?
What helped me most was once I finished, I mean, I had pieces of paper everywhere. I mean, you know, it just doesn't start out with a finished thing. Once I started going over it and looking at it and saying to myself, whoa, this stuff is real, you know? I mean, I had to ask myself just questions, you know? I had to ask myself, are you experiencing the quality of life that fulfills your needs and wants? And then I had to say, quality, needs, wants. A lot of time, we get a lot of wants, but we don't really get a lot of needs. Because, believe it or not, wants sometimes are easier to get satisfied than needs. Because our needs are emotional. And it's like we fill up the emotional needs by substituting it with wants. And we can always go buy a want.
You're right. You're right about that. So it's really about narrowing everything down to what really matters the most and pursuing
that,
correct?
Yeah, this is one page. It says, are you experiencing the quality of life that fulfills your needs and wants? If not, know and understand that you hold the key. Just unlock the door and turn on the light, and it's there.
Wow.
Right inside. Don't be afraid. Fear is just another old program that must be discarded. See, we have to deprogram ourselves. You know, some people say don't do this, don't do that, and you don't even know why you're not supposed to do it other than the fact that somebody said don't do it.
Now, I remember you also telling me that if we had a caller that called in, you would actually give them a free copy of your book and your CD.
Oh, yeah. The
well,
CD is absolutely phenomenal. Just
and I know because I have it, but we have a caller from the 804 area code. Caller, I'm going to put you on in just 1 second. If you don't want to make a comment, then just hang up and call back, and I'll know to ignore your number
but
the next
caller,
time.
If
but
you
we
stay
really
on
do
the line,
need to get in touch with her offline, and that way, that is if you feel uncomfortable giving everything on the air so that she can get this free information to you. So it's 804 area code. I'm about to bring you on the air. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am here, and I am enjoying this interview. This is Mary the Encourager.
Hi, Mary.
Thank you so much. I have been listening to you a whole lot, and you are
You're
very,
kidding.
Very encouraging. Yes, you are very encouraging. Thank you, dear. You are truly a jewel.
Well, that is, you know, my life in these last few months have just been just the things you've been talking about. So I said I had to call and just say hi and let you know I was listening. And when you said the last, just a few sentences ago, you talked about having all these papers and this writing, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is like my life right now, because I've been doing that journaling and writing and asking myself the questions and letting one question go to another question and another question, and it was wonderful to hear that acknowledgement from you.
Yeah.
You had done the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to ask yourself, what do I want? Do I want to lead or do I want to participate? You know?
And in some cases, you wind up doing both.
Yeah. And if I could just share with you, you may have heard this if you heard some of the ThinkBigRadio.com programs, but the way I became involved was really that exercise. A few months before I met Big and the other hosts, I had actually written an exercise where I wrote, what would I do if I could just do anything? And I tried to get out of my normal thinking pattern because I do analytical stuff. I said, well, what would I really do? One of the things I wrote was I would be a talk show host.
Wow.
But I wrote it with a list of other things and didn't really look at it. And the other things actually I spent more time on. And then, as I understand it, Big was talking to some people and happened to be talking to someone who knew I was on the East Coast. And I don't even know what happened, but I got a call and I felt like I was supposed to be here from the beginning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you know something, Mary? Comfort is an adversary to you who master the art of procrastination. And we have all mastered the art of procrastination. We must try sitting on the edge, and this keeps you alert. It adds energy and intensity and endeavors you to hold on to whatever that concept is at hand. See, the risk could mean a giant step forward at best, and a valuable lesson at worst.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
So a lot of times we have to ask ourselves, where were we 5 years ago, and where do we want to be 5 years from now? You know, is my life a party or a nightmare?
Wow.
And then you have to ask yourself, if it's a nightmare, who have I invited? Who are my Freddy Cougars?
Whoa.
You know? Because we will have some of those bad boys running around, and we wonder, where you come from? Well, you will attract.
Wow.
You will attract. So you kind of have to say, you know, who's coming to the party? You have to send out the invitations and make sure that you're attracting the good and the positive. And we have to not be in denial, because we'll lie to ourselves in a minute.
Yeah, that's true. I'd like for you to once again let everybody know how to reach you.
I am Rosemarie Grigsby, and you can reach me at 714-541-5665. You can also reach me at rmgrigsby@tristonepublishing.com. That's GRIGSBY TRISTONPUBLISHING. And also, I've done some two albums, Spoken Word. One is Social Awareness. It is so good. And the other one is Jewels of the Earth. And it just reaches out to all of my sisters. And it is available on cdbaby.com. One is called Listen, and the other is called Jewels of the Earth. And you can hear samples online. I also have a MySpace, which is www.myspace.com, Jewels of the Earth 07. And you can see pictures. You can hear some of the music. And the thing that I was going to do is I was going to do Barnes & Nobles and Amazon.com with the books, but I'm just trying to see if do I want to do it that way, or do I want to just put seminars together and just bless the people that come to the seminar with copies of the CDs or copies of the books.
Wow, that's
Cool. So I think that I would be reaching out more.
I have a question. Mary, are you going to be joining me on the interview?
Oh, I can.
Oh, I would love to have you. One of the things that we're going to do right now, though, is we're going to play Earth, Wind, and Fire, because it goes along with Jewels of the Earth. Keep your head to the sky. During this brief interlude, if you'd like to call in, the number is, again, 718-664-9989. And as soon as we get back from that, you're going to have our co-host, Mary the Encourager, and I just hate to say the word co-host because she is a host indeed. And we're going to be back interviewing Rosemary Grisby. So everybody, keep your head to the sky, earth, wind, and fire. earth, wind, and fire. Keep your head to the sky. Truly, that is what Rosemary Grigsby does.
Hey, I was just digging up some reviews on some of these books, and I was like, okay, let me just, you know, I'm really not an egotistical person at all, and I would rather talk about someone else than myself in any time, but I'll just read a few things. Okay, now basically for the past, I guess, 8 years or so, I had gotten into real estate, okay? And on one of my little resumes, it said that I came with a wealth of experience and knowledge into the financial and construction arena. Let's see, in 1998, I made a conscientious decision to become a part of a history-making institution, United International Mortgage, the largest minority-owned full-service mortgage banker in America.
Wow.
A crystal clear vision to empower the inner city and possibly, with the impeccable credentials of the owners. I had about 7 to 8 years experience there. This was what I did after I put the book aside, because the struggle, and it's always a struggle when you're creative, is you sit around and you write for a year or two, then you have no money. And then reality says, okay, you better go find something to do to eat, right? You know? So let's see what else it says here. Oh, it says that she has been an aid to many clients interested in home building and remodeling. My major in college was business administration. I also hold I was a staff writer for CORE, Coalition of Racial Equality, for about 3 years. I've published many books. What else did? Oh, I was on the Lisa Show. I also co-host Lisa. The Lisa Show was on television.
Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa Show. And I co-hosted a lot of the little syndicated broadcasts in the L.A. area. And I was very devoted to my clients in helping them obtain the dream of home ownership. I built a 4,300 two-story square foot home myself. I was the contractor. I mean, I didn't actually put the bricks together, but, you know, I was the contractor. I got the crew. And I'm saying this to say, you can do anything you want to do. All right. Never in my life did I think that I wanted to go build a house. But when you have to do something, when you have a passion to get stuff done, you know, you do it. And here's a few reviews about the two books. It says, two powerful books from Rosemary Grigsby offer readers a chance to work through past hurts and move on their own terms. Both pieces inspire thought-provoking realities, paving the way to sexual empowerment, inner peace, and self-control, sprinkled with down-to-earth spirituality. These books relax the mind and revive the spirit. That was a good one. Then this one on my social awareness tip, why black people are still in chains. And this is, I was in this magazine, and it says that they were asking me how prejudice was planted generations ago in this country to control black people, how religion and greed have been tools for destruction and deception, and why the black family has been torn apart, what slavery of the mind is and how it was created, and how the Congress of Racial Equality, that's CORE, is working to free our people. So that's my my social awareness side, you know. So as I said, everyone has many facets.
Right.
But through all of that, you still got to figure out who you are. And in figuring out who you are, you know, you say to yourself, whoa, I see this. I'm healthy. Why am I not doing something? Everyone should do something to uplift themselves and then reach out and do something or say something to uplift others.
You know, this is so great because when I'm sitting here listening, and it's actually as if Mary the Encourager and I just had this same conversation where she was telling me, you know, some of the same things, and it's just so in tune with you know, people who are able to help and assist people. Mary, did you have any specific questions that you wanted to ask Rosemary here?
Well, I'm going to comment on what you just said about everyone should be creating and should be doing something. You know what I find, and tell me what your feelings are, is I keep hearing people who say, there's nothing you can do about that. I hate those words.
Wow.
I just hate those words. You say to someone something about starting a business or getting their ideas out or making some changes with their family, whatever it is, the health care issues, they say, you might as well not think about it. There's nothing you can do about it. And I wonder, have we forgotten all of the basic history that we were taught? I mean, people threw tea leaves in Boston and made changes. You can make a change to anything, especially in this country. And we're just talking about changing ourselves and our own communities and our own.
Well, you know, the most powerful thing that you can do, the most powerful thing that anyone can do is meditate and pray. Because through that meditation, you will be led the direction in which to go to make a change in yourself and in others and in situations. And prayer is
receptive, though, right?
You definitely have to be receptive. That's why you say meditate.
Yes.
Everybody is not into the prayer mode.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is. There are all kind of different religions and theologies and thinking, but all of the religions and all of the theologies acknowledge meditation, which is really prayer. And the Bible says prayer and meditation. So, you know, if you just meditate, it's just be still. All of the Eastern religions, be still, breathe, think, be still. We're so busy being busy, we're too busy to just figure out what we're even being busy about. Be still. Meditate.
I do have a question for you. You know, I love what you're saying. It's it's so encouraging for me. But I just wonder, what has it taken for you to be able to find your voice so clearly, or is that something that's always been a part of you?
I think, another thing that I do know is that we're all born with a gift. You know the story about the talents?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Talent is really a talent. We're all born with a talent. And some people just lay that talent by the wayside. And we go back to that small, still voice. If you just sit still a minute, you can figure out what your talent is. Your talent may be communicating. It may be working with your hands. It may be reaching out to others. It may be doing hair. It may be organizing. It may be working with numbers. But if you don't sit still a minute, the Lord can't even direct you, or you can't even see what your talent is. And then you take that talent and you multiply that talent by investing that talent in other people. You see, the story about the talents in the Bible is not just about money. It's about us as people taking our talent, investing it, and letting it grow, and letting it help, because we're here to multiply and prosper.
Wow. You know, one of the things that both of you ladies said that I'm sure everyone who has started a business or who is involved in business will definitely take heart to is the time where you meditate or you pray or you sit still. One of the greatest two words that most philosophers and metaphysicians use is know thyself. And it's only in those still moments that you can actually know yourself. And most people, they want to know their self, not just to help them so that they can help others. One of the things that we cover in our workshops is we take that word, know thyself, and the acronym that we created for it was keep nurturing others while, that's know, to help yourself seek experienced learners first. And the reason why we say learners is because people that are wise and people that want to help each other, they continuously learn. And if you take time to be selfish for yourself to learn what your hopes are, what your dreams are, what you can accomplish, what you can do, then you can take that and help other people. So you turn it from what some people may appear to be selfishness to selfless.
Yeah, that's true.
I hear both of you, and in the comments about knowing, the first thing that popped to mind before you completed that was so many times the message in the scripture was be still and
know.
And it is that combination of being still and knowing, but it's a frightening thing. I just have to speak for the other folks who have been like me sometimes. It's frightening to be still because we're taught to keep moving, and we don't realize how much energy there is in being still. And I thought,
the reason why we're afraid to be still is because we're afraid of ourselves. Who wants to look in the mirror and see who's really there?
Well,
there's a whole lot of ugly people
power?
Out there.
Who's
serious. And we're not talking ugly physically. But if we really, just some of us, really look in the mirror and see what we've done, not only to ourselves, but to others, that's a bitter pill to swallow.
And
so
that's why we
busy.
Have forgiveness.
That's another thing the book talks
yourself.
About. That's right. That's another thing the book talks about. This book is so powerful. I have had every type of denomination, every race, color, creed go through this book and say, well, this is a good book. I want it.
Rosemary, we have 7 minutes remaining, and I would like for you to share another thing that just fits you, what you feel right now from your book. Share that with us.
Okay, hold up 1 second. I was just getting ready to walk out the door and keep talking as I was walking. Okay. This is really, really, really something right here. Okay. Today is the day that ends yesterday. Today is the beginning of you being stronger and better. Whatever time you have left, don't waste it. Don't give it away. Love is a gift for giving. Time is a gift given to all of us for using. Time will get you where you want to go if you know what and where that place is. Love will give fulfillment and happiness. The light will lead when you let it. Everyone is born with the ability to give love and receive love and utilize time. Give, receive, utilize time and love. And welcome yourself to your new world. If you can just acknowledge that you've only got so much of it, you got to use it. See, that's the one thing that you can never take back. If you give someone your time, and you let them waste your time, you can't go get that back. If you sit around doing something that you know is not going to get you nowhere or know that you hate doing for 10, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you can't get that time back. You have to sit still and know who you are and then take those steps and value your time. All these people just hanging out on these corners in these, and the people that are in these jobs that they hate, but they're afraid. They're afraid to move forward. See, your mama worked a 9-to-5, your daddy worked a 9-to-5, so boom, you got to work a 9-to-5. You hate it, but you're afraid to jump out of the box.
Wow.
Then let's flip the other coin. Your daddy was going back and forth to jail. Your mama stayed on the welfare, so that's the family trait. So you're afraid to jump out of the box. You got to figure out who you are, what you want, and then step out of the box.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Think outside of that box.
I'm just loving it. I just love the way you have phrased it, and it's such an affirmation to me of some of the thoughts that have come to me. I've jotted down and really have not gone any further with it. But just listening to you, I know that I do a disservice if I don't also put those thoughts out there for the people that I can touch in the same way you've put them out for so many people that you've touched.
Everybody can touch somebody. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. You know, in Los Angeles, we have a garment district. And there's this lady that goes to my church.
I haven't been there in a while. I miss it.
Yeah. And this lady's 80-something. Yeah, this lady's 80-something years old. And I was downtown shopping, and I saw her in her little cute outfit downtown, going to the mission, just, you know, greeting and just speaking to people in general. And I'm like, this lady is not missing a beat, and she is not letting a day go by that she does not greet and acknowledge and try to uplift somebody. Because there are people that nobody looks at, nobody smiles at, nobody acknowledges.
Yeah.
You just walk past them like they don't even exist. You could be that person's angel for the day. You could be that person's spark of light for the day. You could be the person that lets that person know, yes, I am still a worthwhile human being. This person spoke to me. This person saw me. And a lot of times when people come to you, it's not all about they want some money. And if they do, so what? So what they're going to do with it? Why? What are you going to do? What are you going to do with a dollar? Okay? I mean, seriously.
Now, with our 1 minute remaining, is there anyone out there that you would like to thank? We're down to our last minute.
Well, of course, you know, I always like to thank the Almighty. I'd like to thank the station for the opportunity. I'd like to thank the Encourager for coming on and joining us. I would just like to thank that small, still voice. I just want to thank the Holy Spirit that lives within all of us. We just have to pull it out. We just have to let it embrace us and know that we are and we will be. And that's whatever it is that we want to be. You know, I can go on to thanking my mother, my father, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But, you know, I want to just thank God for keeping everyone that hears my voice enlightened and aware. And I would just like for him to bless them, you know, with getting something out of this that could possibly give them another direction.
And change their lives. Mary, the Encourager, do you have any closing remarks?
I just want to close, Rosemary, by saying how much you have touched me tonight. I just feel as though I've known you for much longer than just today. And I want to encourage you to continue with the great work that you're doing. Thank you so much for being here.
And everyone, go to cdbaby.com and listen to my spoken word CDs. It's good music, good heartfelt words.
You are listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We're going to end this broadcast tonight with actually sharing with you some of Rosemary Grigsby's CD work. Think big, everyone.
Well, until something comes on, I think I'll just keep talking.
And I'm wondering why it's not playing.
You know, the world is yours. You are in control. You do have the power. The world is yours. And that's what this book is all about. You acknowledging that the world is yours. In the beginning, the world was given to man to occupy, multiply, prosper, and give thanks. The world is yours.
You can just strut through the day and just keep saying, the world is mine.
ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Good night, everybody. Continue to think big out there.